Continental Tyres.
AFL Trade Radio.
The Early Trade for Tyre Power, Australia's biggest independent tyre retailer, keeping you safe on the roads. And for Bunnings. Find out how Bunnings Trade can help your business at bunnings.com.au/trade.
Oh, we are back. AFL Trade Radio, Continental Tyres AFL Trade Radio. If you don't mind, for season 2021, there are 17 teams right now looking to make some moves to get to the position that Melbourne got themselves into to win that historic AFL Premiership. And these are where premierships are won in the next couple of weeks. We'll take you through it. We'll interact. We'll debate and we'll talk it through with you. If you want to get involved and if you want to join in the conversation, the Kogan Mobile open line is 1300 23 55 48. And there's some exciting news. You can text us this year, first time ever after all these years on Trade Radio. The text line 0419 187 323. We will remind you of those numbers throughout. Joining me this morning for the next couple of hours is a man who just lives and breathes it. He's the best news breaker when it comes to AFL trade in the business. Mitch Cleary is his name. Mitch, good morning, and it is Christmas Day for you.
Good morning, Kane. Just rolled out of bed this morning with a little bit of a spring in my step. It's these sort of mornings that you get excited for. The next 13 days of Continental Tyres AFL Trade Radio, Kane. I reckon I've been doing this for 8 or 9 years, and every year we've been crying out for a text line, and we've finally got one this year. So I can't wait to see the interaction with the fans. And I will say, every year, the fans and the interaction gets smarter and stronger because people get more educated in what a future pick means, how you trade into drafts, how your teams are going to build their next premiership assault. So I can't wait to see what 2021 has in store.
And there'll be names flying around everywhere. They've already started, so maybe a big surprise. We'll work that through with Mitch over the next couple of hours. And if you've got a trade that you think works for your club and you think that is fair, send it through. Once again, that text line 0419 187 323. And if you've got a question for Mitch, no one knows more about the next couple of weeks than my co-host here this morning, who you will hear throughout AFL Trade Radio and has been doing it for, as he said, 8 or 9 years. Mitch, the grand final has been won and it was an unbelievable game. I want to talk about that as well. That third quarter display from Melbourne is, I think it relates a little bit to the trade period, because if you do not have two or three, probably two stars and a third midfielder who can go into the centre bounce and turn a game, then you're in a bit of trouble. And that was highlighted on grand final day. So there's a number of clubs looking at the draft and who they're going to pick and who they can trade for. But these midfielders that are powerful, like Oliver and the Norm Smith medalist Petrarca, are absolutely worth their weight in gold. And if you don't have one, you are at a massive disadvantage. And I'm not sure you can win it if you don't have one. What did you make of the game and that performance from the D's?
Oh, that 5 minutes at the end of the third quarter was sensational, Kane. And heard you and Damien Barrett on the Sunday Footy Show yesterday with Christian Petrarca, and how he almost had an out-of-body experience where he kicked that goal in the left forward pocket, the snap, the Peter Dacos-style goal, and then he went inside to win the next two clearances out of the centre for the Melbourne Footy Club, and he turned that game on a dime on his own. And I'm with you. I think clubs need to look at a trade period like this to go and target and find their Petrarca and Oliver. You know, we saw Melbourne a couple of years ago, and I know we'll delve into their list more throughout the morning, but they went and targeted Luke Jackson and Cozzy Pickett as needs in the draft a couple of seasons ago. They traded into that draft to go and find those players. And you spoke about Petrarca and Oliver in the midfield. It was Luke Jackson that actually got the ball going out of the ruck. And it was fascinating to hear Simon Goodwin saying that Max Gawn came from the ground with about 5 minutes to go in that third quarter. And they said, "Are you ready to go on, mate?" And he said, "No, I want to stay off the ground because Luke Jackson is hot right now. He's going." That's a kid in his second year, a NAB AFL Rising Star winner, who helped turn the game for his footy club. Mm. So I can't wait to see which clubs attack the draft. You know, the Essendon Footy Club last year, we sat here at the start of trade period last year, Kane, and looked at them and thought, well, how are they going to get better? Are they going to go and get Josh Dunkley? Are they going to give up two first rounders? No. They went to the draft and targeted Nick Cox, Zach Reed, Archie Perkins had a super season as well. So I think there are options out there for clubs, and we'll hear more about the draft throughout the next couple of weeks, but it is pretty strong.
Essendon won the trade period last year, no doubt about it. They wanted to, the walls were caving in on the Bombers, yep, when those three players left, but the way that they were able to turn three very good players, but players that had probably needed a fresh start into three absolute future stars was a big win for them. Who's going to do an Essendon this year? Let us know your thoughts. Get involved. 0419 187 323. I was down there, as you said, at Joondalup, the resort where a lot of clubs, when they've flown to Perth, have been quarantining this year. And you're right. So we saw the names after the game that were spoken about, and those heroes from Melbourne that were lauded in Petrarca, and a lot of talk about Bailey Fritsch and his performance and kicking six goals. The two names that probably flew under the radar but didn't internally, and they were just, you know, Simon Goodwin off air, just spruiking Angus Brayshaw's game. I saw Mark Williams, and he just was lauding Angus Brayshaw's game for, you know, it wasn't the, I guess, the most silky display from Brayshaw, but the hard things he did, putting his body on the line, the way that he plays that wing position. So he was one and Jackson with the other. And it ties into trade period, doesn't it, Mitch? Because how many times did you think about Brayshaw and mention Brayshaw as potential trade bait? Like, how many times we talk about Brayshaw?
Yep.
And he didn't go. And he's a premiership player. But not only that, he said yesterday he played his best ever AFL game in the grand final. So these sliding doors moments over the next 2 weeks, does a player go? Does he get traded? Does he stay? What happens? We'll speculate. But he stayed, and now he's a premiership player when perhaps a lot of people thought he was going to go.
Absolutely. I've been on that train for a number of years. Kane looked at the Fremantle deal a few years ago. I think he at least entertained it, looked at it. His girlfriend's obviously in Melbourne, so I think that stopped any move there for Angus Brayshaw, but he's now a premiership player. Some of those one-on-ones he won in that second half of the third quarter were extraordinary. Take us inside Joondalup yesterday. I was very jealous on the couch yesterday. What was it like, you know, seeing all those players? Because there's not many better moments than seeing players with premiership medallions draped around their neck enjoying the experience.
Yeah, I think from a media point of view, it's the highlight of my year. So I've been lucky enough to do it the last 2 years just through circumstances coming from Adelaide, so into Queensland last year, and spent the Sunday morning on the show with the Richmond players, and the access that they give was phenomenal. And I think because clubs are so relaxed, they don't vet the media access, and the players are a bit more unfiltered than what they would be usually, because it's just raw, it's emotional, they haven't slept much. But the Melbourne Footy Club, with the way that they gave us access to these players. So yesterday morning we had Goodwin, we had Petrarca, we had Oliver, we had Viney, like just rolling through, and it was all, yep, no problem at all. So it was amazing. And I guess Jackson was the other one that I was going to get to. So the two players, and you've already highlighted it, his performance. But perhaps clubs now more willing to use a high draft pick on a ruckman, which they haven't. They just haven't been able to do. So look, it's a copycat situation. It's a copycat league where, you know, everyone's trying to replicate the success of, you know, it was Geelong, then it was Hawthorn, then it was Richmond, and now it's probably going to be Melbourne. Does a club use one of their draft picks on a ruckman? Because they've been very reluctant to do that, probably since, you know, way back when Collingwood drafted Brody Grundy. So these are all the things we're going to speculate and work our way through this morning. And just huge believer that premierships are won during trade week and at the draft table. And that is absolutely the case, and highlighted by what Melbourne did on the weekend. We've got our first text, Mitch. Here we go, 0419 187 323. First time on Trade Radio we have had a text line. Chuck, what a name. Chuck, good on you, mate. Hi, boys, huge fan. Just wanted to know, what is Essendon's main goal / target out of this year's trade period? Cheers. Mitch, what are the Bombers looking to do and add to the momentum that they created this time last year?
So they've got pick 11 right now in the first round, Kane. I think they want to go to the draft with that and continue to stock up on the young talent. So I can't see them moving on that pick 11 right now. If anything, I think it's a need for a key forward. Kane's a partner. The guys they've got down there, Harry Jones came on a lot this year. Peter Wright, we saw it in spits and spurts. So I think that would be a need. We already know they're getting Jake Kelly, the free agent from the Crows, 26-year-old. He's not the most flashy player. He's not going to win you games of footy, but he's a stopper. And spoke to this about with Matthew Lloyd at the Trade Radio launch last week, in suggesting that maybe it was the Cody Waitman game in that elimination final that just tipped them over the edge. They need someone who can shut out the small forwards. So we know the Bombers are going to do that. I think he complements their defence nicely. In terms of their midfield, they're super well stocked there. They've got players that can't even get into that midfield at the moment. And Dylan Scheel, you know, we spoke a bit for hours and hours on Trade Radio a couple of years ago about him. I see him probably their third or fourth midfielder in line now when he was brought in as their number one or two banana. And then I think it is the key forwards. Where do you sit on the Bombers?
Yeah, look, their strength is their midfield. I just wonder what their play is for Ben King. And, so are you willing to make a big move now and try and chase that forward that perhaps isn't there? Like, you know, we can chat about Wiedemann and a few, but there's just not a forward there. Could you have a stopgap? Could it be a Mason Cox for a year and then just save all your money for Ben King and at least put your hat in the ring? Now, most people would say St Kilda is the obvious one for obvious reasons, but I think you would be negligent not to have a crack. The feeling that you get is Ben King's coming home. Is that maybe that's out of line, but is that the feeling? Is that the talk? Can you see him extending? It's going to be a lot of speculation this year. I don't see him extending in this offseason.
No, in saying that, I think we sat here in the Trade Radio studio a couple of years ago and we thought he was going to come home at the end of his second year, his original draft contract, and he actually extended for two more. So at the end of next season, that'll be his fourth year. I think everyone in footy, Kane, is aware that he's going to finish his career in Melbourne. It's just a matter of when. So is it after his fourth year? Is it after his sixth year? Tom Lynch was spoken about from a young age at the Gold Coast Suns. He lasted for 8 years as a free agent. So the same management groups in Paul Connors and Robbie D'Orazio at Connors Sports Management, they're known among list managers in the clubs that they like to see their players given a good crack at a club. They like to stay for 4, 6, or 8 years to see what they can do. Now, I think Ben King finishes his career in Melbourne as a matter of when that is. Let's see. You spoke about trading into the draft this year. I'm really keen to see if we see an Essendon or a St Kilda bundle up a couple of picks this year and move into next year's draft. Is there going to be a club out there like the Bombers or the Saints that try and enter next year's trade period with two first rounders for a player like Ben King? I think these are some of the machinations we can wait to see unfold as well.
Yeah, and we'll see how willing clubs are to trade those future, particularly future first round picks on the back of what GWS and Collingwood did last year. So the Giants got pick two. Like, what a play that was this year, because they traded for a future pick that just turned out to be in their favour. It is a giant risk. Do you think clubs will hesitate to do that on the back of that one last year?
Potentially, especially clubs maybe in the middle tier of the ladder or bottom. You know, like a Melbourne, for example, they could easily do it because they know they can bank on them finishing top four next year. You know, a Western Bulldogs, I can see them doing that because they see themselves contending again. So I think clubs like Collingwood in the middle to bottom part of the ladder might be a little bit more hesitant given that example. And you spoke about the copycat league. There's clubs out there that will see the Collingwood example. You know, I look at a club like St Kilda, for example. I can't see them doing that because who knows? They could bottom out. Let's hope they don't. But they could easily follow Collingwood's suit. So I think clubs will be hesitant around that area as to what they do.
So there's another thing I learnt out of the grand final. It's patience I'm absolutely guilty of doing this and judging players.
I think we all are.
Too early. Like and supporters are the same. So a player comes in, they're a high draft pick, they spend 2 or 3 years on a list, and you get impatient. You know, is this player ever? Well, maybe we should trade that player. I learned out of the Brownlow Medal and out of AFL Grand Final day, just be patient with these high draft picks that have so much talent. Ollie Wines wasn't picked for round one last year in the Port Adelaide side. He wasn't in their best 22. He's fit, he's ready to go, and they overlooked him for round one. Now, a season later, he wins the Brownlow Medal, and it's at age 26. It's not at age 22. Christian Petrarca is about to turn 26. This is his seventh season, and there was inconsistencies. A lot of people got impatient. Is he going to make it? What's he going to be? Is he going to be a flashy forward who bobs up and has 15 possessions and kicks a goal a game? Or is he going to have 39 and kick 2 in a grand final and win the Norm Smith medal? So I think, and this isn't a criticism at all. We all want players to come on as quickly as they can. But Richmond, you know, how long did it take Cochin and Revolt and Martin, these high draft picks that come in to win a premiership? It is 6, 7, 8, sometimes 9 years. So that's the other thing that was a big learning out of the grand final, was just, you know, as much as we want them to be superstars straight away, a bit of patience. And, you know, so I look at someone like I hate to bring it up, but Connor Rosie, third year. Yeah, we're all impatient by Connor Rosie. But nothing that he's doing isn't what Christian Petrarca was doing in his third season. Like, there's a comparison there. So just to be patient with that is another thing.